We are on Daf Pei Yamed Aleph by the Mishnah. Asecher Asaporo. A person rented a porer. And let us just see Rashi for a minute. V'chol kli hamachrisho lebala boker. Bizman Chazal, when one rented a porer for Letzeire Harishe, there became lock, stock, and barrel. That means he rented the pore, the kol kli hamachrishe, and the kalim that were used to plow the fields, lebala boka. So that came together. When one rented a pore, he rented the kli machrishe. Unaorov hilchim im behemtoi. And also, when one rented a pore tzair harishe, not only did he rent the kli machrishe, but there were poyalim of the bal hapore who came along to plow the fields. Unaorov hilchim im behemtoi. Now, bizman chazal, the oifen acharishe was as follows. There were two na'orim who were oisik in the Harisha Sasode. Vize oiches adarbon. Adarbon was a long stick. At the end of the stick there was a metal that prodded the poro to go in the right direction. It shouldn't veer off. That the poro should go to make the correct furrows. And there was another worker that went in back of the plow. Umachbid hayoseit bekarkem. Sheboy habarzel shakoylin kultere balaz vu kankan demasnisen. There was another worker in the back that he put pressure on the yoseid. Now the yoseid was a wooden type of instrument that one put pressure on. He pressed down on it. By the bottom of this instrument, there was a metal. And since this was the poreis were pulling the machishem, and he was putting pressure on the machishem, so that's how the furrows came about. So there were these two na'orim. One was guiding the poro in the front, and one was putting pressure on the yoseid, which that is the kankan of the Mishnah, and he was putting pressure down, and as the poros moved, the poros were made. Sa'asecher asapora lachresh boho, the bichoyresh in a mountain region, vachorash bebike, and even though they had spoken that the harish is going to be in the hall, the Seichel decided to make the Harisha in a valley. A valley is not as stony, and is not as difficult to plow. Im Nishba HaKankan, so the Kankan is the Kli HaMachisha, the Yosei, that the, which was a Kli 8, that on the bottom of the Kli 8 there was a metal attached to it, which made the furrows in the earth. Amnishbar kan kan potter. So al kaponim the seicher is potter. That means even though the seicher was mishane the agreement, he said he's going to be chayrish bahar and decided to be Mishani was Chayrish Bebike, so that Zicher was not a Sibe to the Kilkala Kankan. It's much less rocky, less stony in a Bike. So Al Kaponim, the Kilkul HaKankan did not come about because of his Shinui. So he's Potter. What if it's the other way around? Bibike, the agreement was that he's going to be Chayrish in Abike in the valley. Bechorash Boho, and he was Mishane, and he was Chayrish Boho. Im Nishbara Kankan, and now if the Kankan broke, Chay, so we attribute Shviras HaKankan to this Shinoi, because, and therefore he's Chayiv to pay the Ba'alapora for the Kankan. What does Rashi say? Chayiv Shohorim Koshim Lachrish, because in the mountainy areas it is difficult to plow. Sha'asloim Shom, it's very rocky. Lodosh Bekitnius, if he hired a pora to be dosh, to trample over Kitnius, and this process, stomach helped loosen the husks from the kernels, Vidosh Betvue, and he was Mishane, Pota, speaking about that the pora slipped. So Tvue is a less slippery substance than kidney is, so we will not attribute the achlokas hapora to the shinoi. Lo daish betvue. But what is if the agreement was that he is going to be dosh betvue? Vidosh bekidney is chayiv, meneisha kidney is machalekes. Now here we will attribute the kilkul to the shinoi. Vidosh betvua potter, so Rashi says, im yechlika, if the behemoth slipped, the forest slipped. Zok the Gemara, heiche deloi shonibo. In a case that there was an opmach that he should, that he's going to be chayrish pahor, he was chayrish pahor, or chayrish bebikin, he was chayrish bebikin, there was no shinoi mitzad the seicher. Man mishale. And now, the kankan broke. So I can attribute this to two factors. Either it could be the one who was holding the darbon did not guide it properly, and because of that, the kankan broke. Or I can attribute this to the one who was putting pressure on the kankan, put too much pressure, and that is why it broke. Heich de loishoni bo man mishalem. Omar ha-pope, so now the shayla is, the seicher is ichapota, he, whatever the agreement was, He was mekayim the agreement. The shail is now, so al kochoch, this came about through the pshia of the workers. So, who do I put the blame on? Who do I attribute the kilkul to? Heich de leishoni bo man mishalim. Omar ha-pope, de nokit parshe mishalim. So ha-pope said, the one who was holding the darbon, I attribute that Mustame was not guided properly, and therefore that brought about the kilkul hakanka. Avshisha bereit Rabbi Yoma denokit mona mishalim. The one who was holding the kankan, I attribute that because he put too much pressure on it, and that is the sibe of the kilkul hakanka. The one who is holding the kankan, I attribute he was the one that was mesabev the kilkul. Viduchte the machaske gunderi, but if this was a very, very rocky place, havayu mishalme, so then both pay. Let us see Rashi. Ve'echa deloi shoni, ve'ein lebal hapore litvoya loiklum, the Balapora cannot be Teveya, the Seicha, anything. Ve'elu shahoyu bepoilosoi, those who were working for him, hamanik, v'ho'oicheis hayosei tzchirimoyu. These two were hired by him. Ezemem poisheya b'shviras hakanka. Who do I attribute was the sibe of the shviras hakanka? So Rav Pope said, the nokit parshe, mardeya, that is the darbon, hu mishale. Shiloi kivein esapora yofa. Mistome, he did not make sure that the poro went in the right direction. Ayidei she'iveis es hashura shalmanom, since it was crooked, he went in the wrong direction. Nishbara kanka. The nokat monam kankan mishalim shehemik yaisimi daiboros. Mistome, he was putting too much pressure on the kankan. So that's why he pays. Shehemik yoysem idai, pa'oretz, he was mamik too much pa'oretz, and I attribute the kilkul to him. Vilchase did not get money, Mishalim. Why? Sheilu loyhem mikoy yoysem idai. If it not, he wouldn't been mamik the kankan too deeply, lehoyen nishbar be'ivus ashurim, even though he veered off in the wrong direction, this would not have brought about a kilkul akanka. Bide machaske begundari. For what is shahoya yadu lahem bahar? They knew it was hurzik. Shemale avonim betzumne utroshim. It was a very rocky, stony place. They knew this. Tavayu mishalmim. So then both of them pay. Now, this is a very interesting Rashi, and we'll wait for Tosfos in order, and then we'll go back to Rashi. So Rashi says, Shohoyo lehem lehizoyer mo'id. Both of them had to be very careful. If you're plowing in such an area, it demands a tremendous zehirus. Ubedovar mu'it, a mashu she'ives af hamanik unishbal. He goes, he veers off a little bit. This could bring about a shviras hakanka. Fine. So that means we could attribute, Rashi says, this is a very, very difficult mokim to make charisha, and the slightest mistake could bring about a kilkul hakanka. That means, Rashi says, here I can attribute it also to the manik, the one who is guiding the poet. Fine. Bavidovo hamutul besofet. Now Rashi ends up, so it could very well be it was the fault of the manik. Could very well be it was the fault of the oiches hakankan. It's a sofik. And Rashi says, so since it's a sofik, they both pay. We'll see in Taisus, it's very difficult to understand. So, Isofik, how can you pay? We'll come back to Rashi after we see Taisus. Eichi deloi shoni man mishale. The Gemara asks, if he wasn't mishane, who pays? Vim taima. Eichi, so then we zicher attribute the hezek to the na'orim. So, which na'or do I say was the sibbe of the hezek? That means these are tools, if they are used properly, it wouldn't break. So Al-Kochach was a Pshiya Mitzat, the Na'orim. So who do I attribute the Pshiya to? That is Davke, when he was not Mishane. So then, Ezichya attribute the Hezek to the Na'orim. But if he was Mishane, so then it seems from the Gemara, so then the Na'orim Azicha Pota. So Vim Taima Heichid the Shani Nami Amai Loi Mishalim Echot Mina Pahalim Shaposha Bishvira Sakanka Batiboi Nami Man Mishalim. Why Davke? That means we see even where there was no Shinui. Asaycha Sapor Lachish Bahar. And it was Chayrish Bahar. So then the Gemara says that, so we have a Shiloh, who do I attribute the Hezek to? And so we have a Shiloh, and the most Machia that the Oiches Akankan is the Shviris Akankan in the one whose Oiches Akankan. Fine. So why, when it was Aseiches HaPorah Lachish Bebike B'chorash Boho, but Al Kaponim, this came about through one of the workers. Either he put too much pressure on the Kankan, or he was manig the Porah not correctly. So why over there, it seems from the Gemara, there is no Tad whatsoever that the Na'orim should have to pay. And the Mishane is the one that pays the full price. V'yeshloima. So Tosfos answers like this. Aheche deshoni loy mishalmi. If he was Mishane, so let's the case of Shinui. That means he came and he came to the Balapore, he wants to rent a pore, and the Balapore said, where are you going to be chayrish? He said, I'm chayrish bebike. Fine. And he sent his two Na'orim, and the Na'orim were aware that he's going to be chayrish bebike. Lamaise, he was Mishane, and he told them, I changed my mind, I'm going to be chayrish baho. So now it's like this. The heiched the shoni loy mishalmi. The mairi shamasker esaporo. Hu seicha esapoyalim. Leilich im porosoi. Velaseis melecha saseich. That means that he's the one that hires these workers to work for the seich. Lahochi loy mishalmi. The omru loy lemasker. Onu loy hisninu imoch ala lachish pibike. That means when the agreement was made, there was an agreement between the seicha and the maskir, and the na'orim were there. Now, when the agreement was made, it seems that the agreement was there's going to be a charisha bebike. A charisha bebike is a easier charisha, and these na'orim who were mekabel to make the ma'isa charisha, they can tie it to the masker. Onu lo hisninu imoch ala lachish bebike. That means when we took on this job, our hischaivis to take care of these tools, to take care that the charisha should be a good charisha, the clear machisha should not become the skalkel, loy hisninu imach ala lachish bebika. That was the agreement between you and the seicha. And we were there, and that's what we agreed upon. v'lei kibalnu shmiras ha-kankan b'ho ela bebike. So, when we were makabel the job, our hischaivis was for shmiras ha-kankan bebike, that was the upmach. That means we knew our expertise. We knew in a bika we can use these tools and they won't break. So when we hired ourselves to you, there was a Kabbalah to shmiras hakankan b'ispeis, that the makabel on themselves, mistomis hakabola stomis, that will take care of the kliya machish. In the bika, which the shmira is a much easier shmira. V'im hayinu chershem bebika, loy hayinu shayvo. Fine. So far, there was an understanding that the Chirisha will be Bebike. They were Mekabel Shmiras HaKankan Bebike in Sholem Al Yisrael. Now Lemaise, this person went and he told them he wants to be Chirish Paha. So the Shaila is, and they went with him. They went with him to the house. And it broke. So why should he have to pay them? That means, it seems he pays them the schir. Not only don't they have to pay for the kilkula kankan, but he pays them schiris for the work that they did. That's Neitzimafoshi, a Talmud that says that if it broke in the hour, it broke in the middle of the day, he gives them a whole day, he pays them for a whole day, he hired them for a day, so he pays them a whole day. Mistama pay them a kapayel bottle, but upon them, he pays them. So now Taisu says, in Mikomo came Schirish Shalomu Leinafsi. You have to pay us. Now, first we started talking that they were under the impression. They were Mekabel Shmira Bebike. Now this person told them to go Bahar. They went to Tahar and they broke the Kankan. And double, they broke the Kankan and they get paid also. So Taisu says as follows. Mikomokim schire shalondo leinafsit. We want to get paid. Ki datoch hoyo shenase kemoshe yirza balasode. That means, when you told us to work for him, we'll see, we understood that we should be chayrish wherever he tells us to be chayrish. Ki yisa sabu shlo yachish ela bebike. We have to understand, Taisus. You held he's going to be chayish bebike. The item of Hoshi at Talmud says Pshat and Taisus as follows. Apoilim yachaylim litain Shadas Hamaske Reisa Shehem Yasu Kachol Sheyirza Hasaycha. That means they understood that the Maske is hanging on them, that they should be Chayrish for this person, wherever he'll tell them to be Chayrish. Rafulu Lachish Bahar. Uma Sha'oma Lachish Bibike. Now they understood, and it seems they have a right to understand like this. Loi lekpeide shloyachish bahar omakein, אל משום שסובה הויה שלא יחריש אלא בביקה. That means they can tie it that the soicha said is going to be chayrish bebike, and Damascus says, fine, you'll be chayrish bebike, but they understood, since nothing more was said, so they understood, and the Balapo said, so go with him, go and be chayrish bebike. So they understood that bike was mentioned because the soicha said that he needs to be chayrish bebike, but it wasn't a hakpode that if he doesn't want bebike, that they shouldn't go. I mean, this is the panos of the balapore. I mean, he rents out his pore with these workers. So this is his panos. It seems, since nothing was said specifically only bebike, so they can tine, they were under the impression that they're mechuyev to be chayrish wherever he wants them to be chayrish. So that is not their problem. That means so they're being hired to be chayrish for this person. Bika was mentioned because this person said he wants to be chayrish be bika. Mitzad their kabbalah shmire, they can tine, well, since Bika was mentioned, our Kabbalah Shmira was only on the Bika. We were under the impression our expertise is only in the Bika, not in the Ha. But the Idach Gise, they can tie in it, since he did not say specifically we should not work for him if he changes his mind. So they can tie in it that you owe us the Schiris, and we're potter to pay, because as we split the hair, since Bika was mentioned, so our Kabbalah's Achayis was only for a Bika. But Lida Gisa, since you did, and you told us we should go Pecherish for him, and you didn't specify only Bika, so Memele, you mechuyib to pay us. That's how the Beit explains this Taisvi. Viduchte de machzekinen begunderi tabayum mishalbi. Perish bekunderis, mishum dahavi sofik. It's a sofik. Mi also. Who was the siba of the kilku? Ve'einire. So Teisu says, how could you say such a thing? That both of them pay because it's a sofik. Who was the Siba of the Kilkul? The Leikai Malon Kisumchis, Eleke Rabbonim. Sumchis holds Momen Amutal Besofik Chilkim. So, perhaps according to Sumchis, I don't know who was the Mazik, who was the Pesheya. So, we say Chilkim between the Oichis Adarbin or the Oichis Hakankan. So I don't know who's mechuyev to pay, so we say chilkim. We don't paskan like sumchis. Ela kerabonon v'meitzi mechaberei olavarai. We have a sofik, so if it's a sofik, that is zicha Jew, there was no shinui. There was a pshia of one of these two na'orim, but I don't know who was the pesheya, who was mesaviv the hezek. Avishnayim pturim, so both of them should be potter. How could you be mighty mumming from someone if you don't know if he was the Pesheya? Elo niroli. So Taisva says, Pshad is as follows. Tohocho shneyim poshu. Both of them were Pesheya. Kivin the mechaske begundarehu. This is a very, very rocky, stony place. That means this is a very risky harisha. V'hoyo l'chol echad liten leiv al chavele. That means we have two people who are bringing about this chalisha. This is a very tricky oifen achalisha. It's a very difficult oifen achalisha. It can break very easily. So each one has not only achayis on what he is doing, but each one is mechuyev to see that the other one is also doing what should be done. Bahoya l'chol echad litein leiv al chaveri k'may al atzmai. So each one has to know what he is doing, and at the same time to watch out what the other person is doing. Ula haziroi. So that means if the bala kankan should watch if the bala darbon is going in the right direction, and the bala darbon is mukhiv to watch that he shouldn't be pressing down too much on the kankan. Va'achrei sheloi his hiroi, but he didn't tell him, gam hu posha, he's also a pesheya. So now, I think Pshat and Tosfos, the pashtus of Tosfos is very shver. That means like this. You have two people that are being oisik in a charisha. So Tosfos is machadish that each one is responsible al kaponim lahaziroi, to tell the other one, be careful that this, don't press down too hard or see going a little crooked, whatever it is. Each one is mechuyev to be master. Fine. He's mechuyev. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. He didn't do what he should have done. But lemaisa, let us just think for 1 minute. So, that means the manik sees that the oiches bekankan is pressing down too much. He should have told them, listen, it's very rocky, don't press down. He didn't tell them. And what happened? And it broke. So it broke because he pressed down too hard. He didn't tell him. So he didn't tell him. Why is he mechuyev to pay? I should have been mazerim. Good. But lemaisa, I wasn't mazerim. Lemaisa, I didn't break it. He broke it. I mean, why am I mechuyev to pay? Now, I think Tosfos is telling us as follows. Tosfos means that we need the cooperation of both in order to ensure the kankan shouldn't break. So my mail like this, the person who's manig the polar, he sees Yannis pressing down too much. So you should have told them, don't press down. He didn't tell them. But if you see him pressing down too much, so don't go further. Why are you being manig? So you see that he's pressing down too much and you didn't tell him. So, and you went further, so forget you're responsible. And the same thing if the one who is pressing down on the kankan and he sees the oiches bedarben is going in the wrong direction, he should have told him. Fine. He didn't tell him, so al kaponim, but you see he's going wrong, so lift up the kankan. Don't, that is the only way the charisha of a mokim that Tuchzik Begundari can only work out, there has to be a united Charisha. That means each one should see that the other one is doing the right thing. And if he's not doing the right thing, so don't continue. So my middle, that's with that pshat in Tosfos. Well, Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi. As she says, it's a suffix. The Teis Arin wants to say Pshat in Rashi. And Rashi says, it's a very interesting lotion. Shehoye lehem lizoyer moib. You have to be very careful. Ubedover muet she'ives a mashu, that was a wrong move, af a manik. That means there has to be, in order to ensure that the kli machishe should not break, it has to be a perfect maisa harishe, b'davamuch she'ivisaf amanik hu nishba. So, the Beis Arim wants to say, since the only way this can come about is through perfection, so in reality, they're both of them. They're not perfectionists. I mean, they can't be perfectionists. As she says, ubedobo muet. Shoyim Zoyer Mo'oit Ubedova Mut Shives Amashu Shives Avamanik Unishbar. That means this is a very difficult target, and a slight mistake could bring about a Shviras HaKark. So he says, Be'etzem, I can readily assume that both of them were poishim. Both of them were poishim because a person is not a perfectionist, and some of both were poishim. But what brought about the hezek, that I don't know. That means like this, the zikha were mistakes done by both of them that could have broken the kanka. What lemaisa broke the kankan? That I don't know. That I don't know. Who was the makir bepatish? That I don't know. If it was, but al koponim, each one was a pesheya. So he says like this: if a person is a pesheya, so mitzat pshiyosai, he's mechuyif to pay. Now, if lemaisa it did not break because of this pshiya, so. So, Baruch Hashem. So he's potter to pay. So he says that Rashi holds that since everyone, I can assume, is a Peisheya, so he's mechuyiv to pay out any day in Praticha. That means, if I would know that it was Taki, I was a Peisheya, he was a Peisheya. That's no Shaila. Both of us were patient because a double muet can break this kanka. So mitzad pshiyosoi, there is a chiyuv to pay. If I could prove that of a lemaisa my pshiya did not bring it about, no lemaisa the hezek came about through him, so then I'd be potter. So that is considered. I mean, I was a pesheya, but lemaise, he broke it. Since I can't prove that he was goyma the hezek, and he can't prove that I was goyma the hezek, so it's an eini yedei in praticha, and that's why both of them are mechuyev to pay. That's the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yechinen, Hamoicha Pora Lachaveroi, very interesting. Someone sold a Pora. But Amar Loi, and he told them, the Moicha tells them to the Lekech, listen, I'm telling you about this Pora. Pora Zu Nakronesi, it's Negeach, it goes, Nashronesi, it bites, Batonesi, it kicks, Raptonisi, it sits down and it can break things. Bohoya bo mum echot. He made a total of 20 mumim that this pora has. Now, out of these 20, it had one mum. V'sanfai bein amumim. This. And he was machabel, the real mum, to all the other 20 mumim. He was machabel. Hareize mekachtois. Now it has this mum, hareize mekachtois. Mumze, we'll see in Rashi, machlokes, it seems Rashi in Tois. Mumze umum acha. What if he told them it has two mumim? This mum it has, and another mum. And the mum that he told them it has, the taka had. So there's another mum also. Mum ze umum acha. Ein ze mekachtois. This is not a mekachtois. Tanya nami hochi. Well, just let's finish the baraisa. Now we arrive at Baraisa. Amoiche shivcha lachabere. Va'amoloi shivcha zu shoitehi, she's a shoite, nichvesi, she's an epileptic, mishumemesi, she's a meshugene. He told them a whole list what she is. Va'hoye bo mum echot, she had one mum. V'sanfoi beina mumim, and he was machabodis with all the other mumim that he told him. Areize mekachtois. This is a mekachtois. Mum ze, mum acha. It's a, this mum and another mum ain't ze mekachtois. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hoye boy mum echod min hamumim aloloi. Hoye echod min hamumim aloloi. But he gave him a whole list of mumim. And he had one mum. He told them it has this mum, and he told them 20 other mumim. V'samfoi bein mumim acherim shlehayabo. Didn't have any of the other mumim. Hareize mekach tois, lefishe hike haloikeyach bishar mumim sheino. The lekeyach was makir, that it didn't have these other mumim. Uchesova hu, v'kulam mishake. That means he's telling him that it's all these 20 mumim. So he was under the impression that he's somebody saying a sheke, alahashlech ma'olav tarum esuayim, levad lakech lev, any tiny shit. I told you it. Hilkach mekach toisu, tadait dohochi leisovim. This mum, he told me he has this mum, but I didn't believe you. And it seems, we'll see in a minute. Mum zeh mum acha, shepirish loy shem oisai mum levada, he told them the mum that it has. Va'oma loy mum zeh, bo, it has this mum, he told them rochel bitraktana, va'id mum emachayrim. And it specified it has this mum, ein ze mekachtois, the kibben da oise ha mum hiske loy levadoi, this mum, he told them called has this mum, has other mum, which he did not specify, has other mum also. Boy, hoye loy livdek, he should have been boydek. He wasn't boydek, so memele, so he can't say to Mekach Toys, I told you clearly. V'sanfai chibroit, my snifim, asom the tainis. Nichves neifeles mechayli. I think it's an epileptic. Mishomamas, mishugas. Hoyebo mumechon meilamu misharinbo. So this is a Mekach Toys. The Mayonei Chochme, this will be negated the Gemara later, but the Mayonei Chochme says like this. He told them, now what does Rashi say before? Lefi shehike haloikeyach bishar mumim she'eno. Rashi says, the lekeyach saw the other mumim are not here. The other mumim are not here. Now, how did the lekeyach see this? This mum, he didn't see. So the Mayonei Chochma says as follows. The Mayonei Chochma says, he told him that he has 20 women. He wasn't boidic anything. He wasn't 20 women. I mean, so he observed the behemoth for 5 minutes. Now, if a behemoth has 20 women, in 5 minutes you should see something. 20 women, some shino you should see in 5 minutes. He didn't see anything. Now, that is a raya to him, that is a raya to him that there's no 20 women, that's for sure. If there'd be 20 women, something would have been from the actions of the behemoth, something should have been different. So he told them there's 20 women, and he observes the behemoth for 5 minutes, and he doesn't see any shinui. So therefore, he comes to the conclusion that the whole thing is above the mind. He's not telling him the truth. If there'd be 20 women, in 5 minutes, I would see something. I didn't see anything, so Mustami is telling me, but therefore, the Moshe camouflaged the real mum. He told me 20 women, and I see it doesn't have 20 women. So why should I say, well, 20 women doesn't have 20. So I assume that he's saying a sheker. So later, for the hairs, one mum, some amela, so to make a choice. That means, because the way you put it in front of me, I saw you telling me a lie. It doesn't have these 20 mum. If he told them it has this mum and other mum, he told them because it has this mum and this, the other mum, but has this mum, I told you it has this mum, so Rashi says, the key. So he should have been boidic. Yeah. So there, I told you, Claude, there's this mum, so his other mumim also, so you should have been baidik this mum. If you weren't baidik this mum, so it's not a mekach tois. Oma le ravache berei de rove le ravashi, hoya bo kol ha mumim halolu mahu. Why do they have all these mumim? We'll see in a minute what the shayla was. That means they had all 20 mumim, and he told them there's these 20 mumim, and he was only makbid on one. He had all these 20. Ubo v'toyanoi, and now he's coming with a taina, kisova yisi shata koilu bo mashe ein bo o mashe yesh bo. Bilo yadati shezebo lo yisi loikro mai, tu loikasine boch kasinen hoche minim ishmeidrov hoi bo komumim haelu ein ze mekach tois. So the Mayonei Chochme wants to explain this Rashi as follows. That means like this. He told him that he has 20 mumim. That he had all 20 mumim. He observed it for 5 minutes. And he saw something. He saw things that showed that it has these mumim. But these mumim, that what he saw, doesn't bother him. That means he saw that it has certain mumim, but what he saw did not bother him. The mum that he was makbid on, he didn't see anything. That means from observing it for 5 minutes, he saw something's wrong with it, but the things what he saw that were wrong didn't bother him. What did bother him, he didn't see. So that's pshat in this Rashi. Hoye bakol ha-mumim halolu, ve'ine makbid ela ala echot. So now he's tying kisaba hayisi, sha'ata koilo bo masha ain bo masha yeshbo. That means I saw something's wrong with it, but what I saw didn't bother me. That what he told me all 20 mumim, and I didn't notice that it had this mum, which is no raya. I mean, because he wasn't boitik. He just didn't see a shinoi. Vili yadati shezeba lehisi loikro, and that the Gemara says, it is not a mekach tois. I told you everything. You didn't notice in the 5 minutes that it has that mum. So he didn't notice in the 5 minutes. But it's not called a mekach tois.